Yes, I'm continuing with the study of political philosophies of great political philosophers such as Plato, Aristotle, Machiavelli, Bodin, Hobbes, Locke, Rousseau, Hegel, Green, J.S. Mill, etc., which forms a valuable part of the scope of political science. Now, political theory also involves a study of all political systems. Politics involves a study of all political systems working in all states. Political science studies man as a political being. They always portray man as a person who's trying to seek power and forms his associations for protecting his interest and for getting power. Political theory also involves a study of interest groups, pressure groups, civil society, and political parties. And these are non-government and non-formal political groups and institutions that have a great effect on the policies and functionings of the government of the state. So we need to study them. The next is a study of elections and political participation, because through that we get to know the electoral politics, voting behavior, and how the people are participating in politics. Study of leadership is also involved to see how the leadership has the capacity to persuade people towards a common goal. Study of comparative politics and institutions. It involves a study of political concepts, theories, approaches, as well as a study of political processes. Now, next, we would like to move on to comparative politics and its scope. Comparative politics is a second major dimension of political science. It is also a very vast area of study, and a very large number of political scientists even treat it as an autonomous area of study within the broad ambit of political science. Now, what is the scope of comparative politics? It says that it involves study of key subjects like political structures. What do you mean by that? It says political structures means a study of all structures, that is formal, non-formal, governmental, and extra-governmental, which are directly or indirectly involved in politics in all countries of the world. Functional studies. What do you mean by functional studies? Comparative politics, it tries to study politics less from the point of view of legal institutions in terms of their power and more from the point of view of their functions, which constitute the political process and the actual operational environment. It also studies political behavior. Study of similarities and differences among political processes and functions. And the next is study of all political systems, which tries to analyze the actual behavior and performance of all political systems. The study of politics demands a study of the psychological, sociological, economic, and anthropological environment. Political culture is composed of attitudes, beliefs, emotions, and values of a society that relate to the political system of or politics. Political socialization is a process by which an individual acquires his political values, beliefs, orientations, and habits. It is also a part of the scope of comparative politics because the actual behavior of politics depends to a large extent on this process. Now, the political participation is a universal process, we all know that, but the only difference is that while in some states it is limited, in others it is wider. Political participation provides legitimacy to the government and administration. It brings stability in the system because it demonstrates the consent and will of the people in favor of the political system and its structures and functions. Now we'll move on to international relations and its scope. This discipline on international relations, which is also known as international politics, studies the relations and interactions among all the actors of the international community. That means it involves the study of the behavior of international system. Now, with regard to its scope, let me very briefly tell you that nation states are the primary actors in international relations. Since national interest is the objective that each nation tries to secure during the course of relations with other nations, it becomes imperative for international politics to study national interests of various nations. National power determines the role and ability of a nation to carry out its foreign policy objectives. The behavior of each state in international relations is always directed and controlled by its foreign policy. The increased importance and role of economic and trade relations in international politics can be hardly overestimated. And an outstanding feature of the contemporary era has been the rapid growth of international institutions and organizations like NATO, ASEAN, NAFTA, GA, G77, etc.